Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's show, we talk with Knoxville High School science teacher Ryan Richardson about solar energy and the benefits it will have to the schools. Got some information about the solar energy project between the Knoxville Community School District and the City of Knoxville. Just from a teacher's perspective, what do you think of that?
First idea is it's really kind of neat. I'm glad Knoxville Schools and our city is willing to, go forward and look at a project that just has some neat, value to it. It's always nice when students or citizens in our town or county or schools can say, hey, my school did something neat, my town did something neat, and I can really be proud of this.
Absolutely, and I think there's also a teaching moment. They can look outside at the middle school or the high school and see the solar panels. Where do you want to take that?
One would be a little bit with installation. As we try to coach kids on what jobs are available, electricity is that one energy source that's never going away. There will always be electricians in demand. There will always be electric installations that need to be made. And so any student that wants to become an electrician or work underneath an electrician should have a job available out there. And it's nice when we can say, it's not always in a house wiring lights and switches. You can actually install wind turbines, or you can install solar panels on buildings and say, I did that, and therefore gain a sense of pride too.
And there's also, looking at the raw data, where are the other opportunities in there in terms of what these will bring to the Knoxville School District?
Okay, so assuming everybody involved says yes and makes the project happen, I hope that students would have the ability to get onto a website, log in, and look at the Knoxville installation and see not only real-time data, what is this panel producing, what is that panel producing, hey, is that ground panel tipped at a different angle producing more electricity than the panel on the roof that's only angled up at 10 degrees, and really see which one of those does better. Hopefully we can also look at historic trends over a month, over a year, eventually when we get that much time under our belt, and see, did we really produce enough electricity to make that meaningful, and how much would that electricity power? Does that really offset 85% of the high school's electric use for the year? Or does it really offset 90% of the administration building's electricity use for the year? And say, yes, it did, or no, it didn't, actually come up with a real data-based conclusion.
How do you want this to inspire students, I guess? Where do you want to take it in terms of the big picture?
Boy, I don't get too much into philosophy, but hopefully it has an impact on students' ability to look at data, argue from data, rather than just get into name-calling, your point of view is stupid or whatever. Hopefully they're saying, my point of view is the one that should be accepted in this because I've got this data on my side, this piece of data on my side, this other historical trend on my side, and therefore my opinion should be the one that wins the day, rather than something else.
And there's also, you talked about the way you want to teach your students to frame the debate, correct?
Oh yeah. Knoxville participates in the Central Iowa Debate League, which includes towns Pella, Indianola, Norwalk, Carlisle, and there might be another one or two in there. And they really look at, a public policy change that could go through the legislature and really look, should that happen or should that not happen at the end of an hour-long debate. Each side argues for that particular public policy change or against it based on a coin toss right at the beginning. So both teams have to be ready to argue for it or against it. And they argue based on voting issues, which I wish we would hear more of from our legislators that are in the state house and in our national legislature. Some of those voting issues would be simple, like, is there a need to do this? And of course, oftentimes we see laws passed where there's no need for that to happen. Whatever the system is they're trying to fix wasn't broken. I've got examples ready to go, but we'll stay away from that. Second voting issue would be benefits versus harms. Does a particular policy change create more benefits, or does it create more harms? Some of those are cost related. Some of those might be quality of living related. Some of those might be, you just have to do a lot more work. A good example here in this electricity project would be, can our maintenance staff here at the city or at the school district manage that installation? Do they have to hire another person to manage that installation? That would be a harm that has a known financial number attached to it. If they don't, and if they're able to do that with the crew that they've got, fantastic. It looks like, that's a benefit to us.
Overall, what do you think of the solar energy project for the Knoxville Community School District, and how do you want the students to benefit?
I'm excited about anything like this. Any way that we can use energy more efficiently or produce it in a renewable way It's a fantastic thing for our environment, ourselves as individuals and our own quality of life, and for the quality of life for future generations. We know of lots of places in the world where they live with dirty water, dirty air, and that's because they've polluted their own air. We haven't done a very good job ourselves in the past. We in this country have made lots of improvements, and we now have cleaner air than we used to. We now have cleaner water than we used to. We need to keep on doing those things to make sure we maintain our air and water quality for future generations. And this is a big part of that.
Thanks to Ryan Richardson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.